Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. Today, we're being instructed to call them undocumented, but most of us still refer to those in our country illegally as illegals. In the heated debate over immigration reform, despite the politicians and our current president who choose to ignore the serious problems, the question that might be asked is, what did Ronald Reagan do? It's a valid question, because the volatile debate over reform today looms like a phoenix rising from the ashes of immigration laws passed during the Reagan presidency. So today, we're going to look back at the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, which many people have forgotten about entirely. Regarding the Immigration Reform Bill of 86, the left clings to only one aspect of that deal, that President Reagan advocated amnesty for those living illegally in the United States. But in working with Congress, his support for amnesty was clearly a quid pro quo. Amnesty was just one component of a full complement of legal statutes designed to secure the U.S. border, strengthen enforcement procedures, and improve the legal immigration system with background checks. It was meant to be a multifaceted solution to tackle a tough problem and, of premier importance, secure our border. In 1986, that's 37 years ago, our country faced a daunting challenge to reform the entire immigration system. At the time, the international scope of immigration issues confronting the 40th president were a little different from today, but still problematic. They included Cuban refugees, boat people from Southeast Asia, refuseniks and emigres from communist countries, Mexicans illegally residing in pursuit of work, and those fleeing Central American unrest. So to understand a little more about what our 40th president believed, here's an excerpt from a 1985 interview with Guillermo Descalzi of the Spanish International Network. Let's listen.
I have to say that beginning back in 1981, I supported the principle of reform in our immigration laws because we, in a way, have lost control of our borders. Right now, I have to say with regard to the Simpson bill that, and we've informed of this, that we support generally his bill, but there are some amendments that we think are necessary. For one, we very much need in any immigration bill, we need protection for people who are in this country and who have not become citizens, for example, that they are protected and legitimized and given permanent residency here. And we want to see some things of that kind added to the immigration bill.
Mr. President, this is my last question, really, and I want to ask you simply if you have any messages for the Hispanic community in America that's listening to you.
Well, yes, I do. Our whole country is made up of people who came here from someplace else, either the individuals themselves or, like myself, my case, it was grandparents. Others, it's their parents. But we represent the cultures and the diversity of the whole world. And we've come together in what some people called a melting pot and created a whole new breed of human being called an American. And I have to say, I think America's great success in the world has been the result of this diversity and this understanding and coming together of such diverse peoples. And I just have to say that our Hispanic Americans, their contribution to America is not surpassed by that of any other people. They have brought a great warmth. They have brought great traditions of family. In our wars, they have brought great service and great heroism, loyalty to this country, and all I would like to say to them is, God bless them all and vaya con Dios.
Even back in a news conference in October 1983, it's clear that our 40th president was determined to tackle immigration reform.
President, after years of bipartisan work on a comprehensive immigration reform bill, it appears House Speaker O'Neill has successfully blocked action on it in the House. And he even suggested that you might veto it for political purposes. What, if anything, are you going to do to help House Republicans who are trying to free up that bill?
I am going to try and get and have been supportive of some immigration legislation for a long time. This country has lost control of its own borders, and no country can sustain that kind of position. I supported actively and worked hard for the passage twice of the Senate bill on immigration. I will admit that the House bill, I had some disagreements with some of the structure in the form of that bill, but recognized that there was a process called conference when there were differences between the two bills. I want to sign as quickly as possible immigration legislation.
1 year later, in a presidential debate with Walter Mondale in October 1984, the president was asked about immigration. Let's listen.
But it is true our borders are out of control. It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations. And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back they may have entered illegally. With regard to the employer sanctions, this, we must have that, not only to ensure that we can identify the illegal aliens, but also, while some keep protesting about what it would do to employers, there is another employer that we shouldn't be so concerned about. And these are employers down through the years who have encouraged the illegal entry into this country because they then hire these individuals and hire them at starvation wages and with none of the benefits that we think are normal and natural for workers in our country. And the individuals can't complain because of their illegal status. We don't think that those people should be allowed to continue operating free. And this was why the provisions that we had in with regard to sanctions and so forth. And I'm going to do everything I can, and all of us in the administration are, to join in again when Congress is back at it to get an immigration bill that will give us once again control of our borders. And with regard to friendship below the border and with the countries down there, yes, no administration that I know has established the relationship that we have with our Latin friends. But as long as they have an economy that leaves so many people in dire poverty and unemployment, they are going to seek that employment across our borders. And we work with those other countries.
In the second half of this podcast, we'll hear the president's remarks on the passage of the Immigration Reform Bill of 1986. Stay with us.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the story. In every speech he delivered, it was very clear that President Reagan did not view immigrants as criminals lurking on the fringes of society. He saw them as hardworking folks who sought the opportunity America provided. He was in search of a practical plan to enforce border security, get business and labor communities in agreement, deal with the status of undocumented immigrants in the U.S., and prompt Congress into a deal that had eluded it for years. As history proved, while about 3 million people who had come to the U.S. illegally eventually became legal citizens under the 1986 law, the bill's other measures failed. The reasons? a shortage of congressional funding to enforce the law, law enforcement procedures at the federal, state, and local level, objections by businesses in the agriculture community which flouted the law in support of their bottom line, and inattentive, overburdened, and discouraged enforcement officials. So here then are the president's remarks at the signing of the bill, November 1986.
I'm very pleased that you could all be here today. I know how busy you've been with events leading up to Tuesday's election, and I want to congratulate all of you in the House of Representatives who've just been reelected. This bill, the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986 that I'll sign in a few minutes, is the most comprehensive reform of our immigration laws since 1952. It's the product of one of the longest and most difficult legislative undertakings in the last three Congresses. Further, it's an excellent example of a truly successful bipartisan effort. The administration and the allies of immigration reform on both sides of the Capitol and both sides of the aisle worked together to accomplish these critically important reforms to control illegal immigration. In 1981, this administration asked the Congress to pass a comprehensive legislative package, including employer sanctions, other measures to increase enforcement of the immigration laws, and legalization. The Act provides these three essential components. Distance has not discouraged illegal immigration to the United States from all around the globe. The problem of illegal immigration should not, therefore, be seen as a problem between the United States and its neighbors. Our objective is only to establish a reasonable, fair, orderly, and secure system of immigration into this country and not to discriminate in any way against particular nations or people. I would like to recognize a few of the public servants whose unflagging efforts have made this legislation a reality. Senator Alan Simpson, Congressman Dan Lundgren, Chairman Peter Rodino, Congressman Ron Mazzoli have long pursued and now have attained this landmark legislation. Important roles were played by Senator Strom Thurmond, Senator Paul Simon, Congressman Ham Fish, Bill McCollum, Chuck Schumer, and many others in both houses of the Congress and in both parties. Additionally, I would like to note the excellent efforts of members of my administration who have worked so hard over the last 6 years to make this bill signing possible today. The long list of those in the executive branch is headed by Attorneys General Edwin Meese and William French Smith, who, with Immigration Commissioner Alan C. Nelson, have contributed greatly to our efforts to pass meaningful immigration reform. Future generations of Americans will be thankful for our efforts to humanely regain control of our borders and thereby preserve the value of one of the most sacred possessions of our people, American citizenship. So now, I'll get on with the signing and make this into law. Hope nothing happens to me between here and the table. And I got my names in the right order there.
Thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.